John, why don't we experience the miracles that the apostles were capable of?
Well, some people do. The assumption is, why don't we see it, I guess, regularly, as often as we'd like, or as often as they did? And that's true. I think that's true globally. But the reason I say, boy, I don't want to go there right away, because I would guess that around the world, in God's total working, especially in especially in cutting edge mission settings, more amazing supernatural things are happening than we realize. So that's my first qualification. I think the more biblical theological answer is, when Jesus Christ came into the world, he was the Son of God, and he was able to do things that were supposed to distinctively point to his deity. So there was an amazing power in Jesus who never failed. He spoke and it happened. He didn't fumble around with long prayers. He just said, get up, and they got up. Nobody ever refused to get up when he said, get up. When he spoke to the dead, rise, they rose. So Jesus was unique. And then around him was a cluster of apostles and the 70, and then a few more. And this intense breaking in of the kingdom and showing itself with these stunning, infallible miracles was shared by these men. But I don't think in quite the same way that he had it. And then as you move out from there, I think it lessens. And I don't think we should be faulted entirely for this. That since we don't see people healed when they walk through our shadow on the street, we should feel like failures. Like if I really had faith, then they could touch my handkerchief and they could walk through my shadow and they would be healed. I don't think we should feel like a failure, because I don't think God has ordained that the same intensity and clustering of power for supernatural intervention was intended to be normative for the whole church. It can break out anytime he pleases in order to demonstrate his power, and so revival has often brought that kind of demonstration. But I think already you see in the New Testament of evidences that on the periphery out here, it's beginning to be less. Take a little wine for your stomach, Timothy, because you got this stomach problem. Instead of saying, bang, I've got enough faith, I'm healing Timothy. Well, why not? And Paul himself, I think, suffering many kinds of things that weren't miraculously healed. When he was lacerated on his back or stoned, they didn't get over him and just pray and bang, all the scars went away and all the infection went away. He dealt with the same things we did. So my answer is, they are happening today around the world in some measure. They can happen more when God is pleased to pour out his Spirit. And the reason it's not as normative now as it was in the apostles is because he meant to signify this point in history, this incarnation, this authoritative band of apostles are unique.